home. Good morning. I'm getting ready to drive, so I'm going to go on mute.
Okie doke.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Very good. How are you?
Doing great.
Wonderful. Where are you?
Let's see. Holland, Indiana, right next to Gary in Chicago.
Oh, boy. You're making good time.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
That's great.
So should be in Buffalo tonight.
Oh, wonderful. Anybody else have anything before we get started? Well, I have to tell you, Char, that I started my sourdough starter yesterday. Yay! Yeah, so I'm excited to see that get going and give it a few days before I can get anything going with the bread.
I want to make some.
Leave it sitting in your oven with the light on. That's exactly where I have it. Oh, good. Yes. It'll make it go much faster. And
very sour.
Quicker. Probably about 3 to 4 days max.
Okay.
And you can dip out of it. It just won't be as strong as sourdough. And watch the color of it. You know, it needs to be no pink, no orange. It'll turn very black as it gets older.
Okay.
The liquid. That is.
I just
mailed my first starter out. And I'm going to see it arrives today. And I kept enough of it when I did to mail it, which added a whole bunch of flour, no water. And I kept track of how much I added so that I could tell them how much water to put in it. And then I divided it 3 ways, 2 of them and 1 of me, because I wanted to be able to test it at the same time. And so today I would add water to it. And mix it, the amount that's missing in there. I made a pretty firm dough. Not as firm as you would do to roll out something, but as firm as I could. And then I spread it on about a 4 to 6 inch wide band, about 10 inches long. I spread out on and a half inch thick. I spread out onto the plastic wrap and then folded it over the top of it and then put it in parchment and then put it in a plastic bag with a twisty so it did have enough, could, you know, escape air out of it and so it wasn't tightly sealed and then in a shopping bag and folded it over a couple of times and then in another plastic bag and then put it in this package. It was well wrapped so it wouldn't leak out onto the bread that I was also sending along with it.
I was going to ask you how you would ship something like that.
I put the instruction sheet in that I took off the internet on how to, and the other alternative was to dehydrate it just by air, because you can't add heat to it like in a dehydrator because it will kill the yeast. Let it dehydrate and then just until it's just completely dry and then break it up powdery and put it in a container and let them rehydrate it. Because, you know, that's the way you buy sourdough starter in the store, is in just the only way I've ever seen it is in a powdered form that you add to water, like at the health food store. Dog's Red Mill has it always out there. And I've got it a couple times and never used it. Who knows if it's still good or not? I'll run across one of the packages of it and try it and see. But that will take 2 days to have happen. I didn't want to do it way any longer because I had other stuff I was sending now, too. So anyway, we'll see. These gals are both brand new to the idea. They're brand new to the idea of plant-based. Well, I should say that. I mean, they have some knowledge on it. One of them does, anyway. And both of them have an interest because they're really concerned about their families. So, anyway, it'll be fun. Especially old ties, because this is the ones we spent time with down in Phoenix.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never seen it anywhere packaged that you can, you know, buy as a starter. So that was interesting how you would ship it.
I believe the health food stores would have it too, like in the baking section. Sometimes it's even been in, I think at Bob's Windmill, there's some of it in the, with the kitchen gadgets, either hanging on a poster in a little tray. I can't remember how they had this place. Or anywhere. But I think I've seen it in with the cookbooks also.
Oh,
there.
Wow.
So they have it in a couple of different places. But I bet if you...
It's arrived.
Not very expensive, maybe a couple bucks, I think. Maybe four, I don't know, but it's another way of doing it. If it works, I'm sure it probably does, and they would keep doing it, because it's been the same package for years.
Yeah. Well, I only finally got my Dutch oven the end of last week, so I wasn't really starting on anything until I had that, but... I only got the 3-quart one, so I'll have to break the recipe down to half, I guess, to try that.
I've done that, and it works fine, so you won't have a problem with anything.
Very good. I'm looking forward to getting that going. I don't remember how much I said as far as the sourdough starter to use.
About a third of a, and a half batch, about a third to a half cup. If it's not very tart and you want to use more, put a half cup in. If it smells stronger to you, of course, you don't really have a comparison because you haven't been whipping it for long. But let's see, there was one of the thoughts that I had that just went flying by me. And you can add to that every day. Even right now, you could add some more to it if you wanted to. I'd probably wait a couple of days, though, come to think of it, until it's sour. But I like to feed mine at least every other day if I can and don't get too much of it. And I've rotated and put one batch in the refrigerator thinking I'm going to give some more of it away. But, you know, I'm no point in giving it to people that aren't that interested in doing it. So I'm at that point anyway.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I'm looking forward to getting going on a little bit of a new adventure for me. So anybody else want to say hi?
I'm a little late.
Hi, Mary Lou. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
You were going to say something, Jean?
I said I'm looking at my 2 3-quart pans here, cast iron pans, with no bread in them. I'm like, oh, I've got to get mine going.
I'll tell you what, I will, if she gives me a heads up that she's got, that it came through okay, I'll have some in the mail to you today.
Oh, cool.
So you don't have to
drive.
And you'll have one because it'll get to you fast, I know. You can exchange the postage money, Jeannie, and went towards one of your new gadgets or whatever you've got that I love.
Okay. All right. I'll see what I come up with.
I'm just kidding. I'm not quite that tight.
I know it.
Well, I did use some rye flour for in that sourdough starter. Is that okay?
Probably is. I haven't started it from rye. I always started it from wheat. But, you know, I don't know. I would think there's enough gluten in there to do it. See, the wheat is higher in gluten than the rye would be. So you're going to get more air and more of the proof, probably. Rye, because I noticed the difference in the rye. I started thinking about it when I went in and read about it. When I get the rye bread from French Meadow, it's much denser than is any of the other ones. And I thought, why is this one so much heavier? And they slice it really, really thin because it's so solid. Now, I found that with the bread that I'm making, I'm using a regular flat knife, and I just go chunk right down through it.
And it cuts it fine. You don't need to seesaw it. In fact, it actually works better when I use one of the thin kiwi knives that are really super thin. It's faster to cut and less crumbs. It doesn't crumble much anyway. It's only where you've applied more pressure. Remember when I was trying to cut it down at your house, Jeannie?
Yes.
Yeah, well, this just, it just drops down through the bread easier with the, and you've got a kiwi knife, the bigger one, just straight down. Don't seesaw it at all. I started doing that just because the knife was laying there, and I tried it, and I've never had tried it. So, anyway, more than you care to know about making sourdough bread, I guess. But, anyway, I like the little things.
Yeah, absolutely. We're glad.
Yes. Glad you like those little things.
Hungry Groove yesterday had some great tips, but I only heard a few of them. The guy that does Hungry Girls on Oz. And so I've got to go in before they take that down, because she even had a couple recipes that I think I could modify that were like seconds long to put together.
Yeah, I wanted to go in and do that this morning as well, because I caught only fleetingly some of the things, so I wanted to go in and get it, like you say, before it's lost somewhere. I don't know what we're hearing there.
Did anybody catch Oz the end of last week? And I don't remember if it was Thursday or Friday. I think maybe Friday, where he had one of those new fish on. He didn't call it a Frankenfish or anything like that. He gave it a name, but he said it would be showing up in your supermarket soon. It was supposed to, well, he was mentioned that it was bigger than regular fish or grew faster or something like that, and that it didn't have quite as fishy a taste. And he had some gal taste it or whatever and thought she could stand fish if it was that one. So
I heard, I think it was the advertisement for it that I heard. Was he for or against it?
No, he sounded like he was for it. I mean, he really didn't mention it except to say he gave it, you know, said that name and that it would be showing up in your supermarket soon. But he didn't, he wasn't against it because he tried it and he had this other gal try it, so.
Okay, that's what I thought. It was something that he was for. And I heard negative about creating it, you know. I mean, it's almost like GMO.
If that gets out, then it would just decimate the wild salmon and stuff.
That's what I heard, yes. I was not happy.
Casey, that's all we need.
I know.
But I was, anybody else have anything? Any thoughts, concerns, anything that's going on with your KVB?
Joanne, did I click you in?
Yeah, I just was coughing, so I had it on mute.
Oh, okay. No, I just can.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, I was going back to the Eat to Live book, Will Fromm's book, and so I was reading in here about one of the headlines. I think it's chapter 3, American Diet Designed for Disease. That's kind of a scary thought, isn't it? But we all know that really it's the truth. So it says, Americans currently consume about 25.5% of their calories from fiberless animal foods, and another 62% from highly processed refined carbohydrates and extracted oils. Almost half of all vegetables consumed are potatoes, and half of the potatoes consumed are in the form of fries or chips. Furthermore, potatoes are one of the least nutritious vegetables.
This is Linda Moore.
Has arrived. that statistic absolutely blew me away. I don't know what I anticipated, but I certainly didn't think it was that high in fiberless food that Americans were eating. It's another scary thing.
Does anybody catch the doctors? Because I heard, I think that was earlier in the week, maybe, when I heard them, and they were talking about alternatives to medication and stuff like that. And the Dr. Sears, the pediatrician, was very adamant that diet and exercise was much better for ADHD than the medication. He was, you know, talking about how many of the kids in America were on medication for that. And he was really saying, boy, diet and exercise work so much better. Change the diet.
Right, right. And you know, the frightening part of that is we as Americans, everybody's looking for the easy button, aren't they?
That's what he said. That the parents just don't want to put the work in.
Right, right. That's exactly what I see. Exactly. Even in my own family, that's what I see.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I just am not at a place where I catch the doctors at all anymore. So, great information. Thank you, Anita.
As I hear, they come on right before Dr. Oz, except on a different station. So.
Ah. Also, out of this same chapter, and under the American Diet Design for Disease, it says cheese consumption increased 180% between 1970 and 2003. And cheese is the primary source of saturated fat in our diet. In fact, two-thirds of our nation's cheese production is for commercially prepared foods such as pizza, tacos, nachos, fast food meals, bread, sauces, and packaged snacks. Woo-hoo. Our low consumption of unrefined plant foods is largely responsible for our dismal mortality statistics. Most of us perish prematurely as a result of our dietary folly. And that's just being proved more to me every single day with everything that comes out. And I just feel so bad for people who are so closed-minded and not open to new things at this point in time and in our history when all of these things are being presented to us.
So true.
It goes on under another heading about nutritional powerhouses, plant foods, and saying natural plant foods, though usually carbohydrate-rich, also contain protein and fats. On average, 25% of the calories in vegetables are from protein. And although we have known that there's a lot of protein in the plants, I don't know that I was ever aware that the average was that there's 25% of the calories in plants is protein. So that was kind of interesting. I have been watching. I have a friend, one of the friends on Facebook that I have that's going to doing Beachbody, and I guess they have a protein drink too, but theirs is a protein drink, unlike ours. And she's been on a 21-day cleanse kind of thing and transition into more vegetarian and plant-based. And I've just been watching her progress. And interested in her
disgruntled attitude, and she's still at a point where thinking that, and she loves what she's eating on this, I think it was a 19-day program, and loves all the things that she was into, but she was still talking about, every once in a while she would have something that she really didn't enjoy, even though she didn't have a problem at all, didn't miss the meat thing. She still, every once in a while, must have wings or something like that. So I have to send her an email and say I'll be anxious to hear what your body has to say about that when you do it. It's kind of an interesting trip for her, her journey in this, and kind of makes me think back to where I was when we first started PlanFace as well. Interesting journey we've all been on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. I was reading along with you here, Betty. I found the page. I had pulled out my book this morning. I thought, you know, I need to get back to my... It just really helps to put this in my mind in the morning. Just a few little tidbits like that.
Me too, Jeannie. I don't know. It just sits here as a book, and every once in a while I see it and I think, oh yeah, that should be something I should be doing. And I think that it's imperative for me to do this at this point in time. I don't know why, it's just that I'm being drawn in that direction, because I need to have those things reinforced all the time.
Mm-hmm. I think the messages in the world as we roam around are not that way, and so it's good to put in those messages that we want.
Right, absolutely.
Even if it is just seeing the cover of it, you know?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Eat to Live. That's why I love the title.
Yes.
Live to Eat.
However, eating is a
pleasant activity and should be. You know.
Well, yes, it should, but it shouldn't be all-consuming, should it? And that's what I need to be reminded of many times. Mm-hmm. I am eating to live, not living to eat. So I also see that Colin Campbell, P. Colin Campbell, has a new book out called Whole. Has anybody seen that?
I saw that too.
I saw the ad for it on the... Is that from Fortune 9?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I haven't gone in to read the excerpt from it that they have on there. But the excerpt's going to be on rethinking the science of nutrition. So, still along the wonderful same lines that set us on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be anxious to get that somewhere along the line. Even though I Eat to Live, I haven't sat and read the whole book, that's kind of a chore for me to do, and I don't know why. But I guess as long as I pick it up and read different parts of it at different times, that's a good thing too. So anybody else with anything? I don't have any new recipes. Does anybody have anything going at this point?
No, we're into spinach, so I'm doing as much as I can with that. So.
Oh, well, that's good. Are you freezing and all that good stuff too?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. That's awesome. I just got some starter plants, so I can't put them out yet. We're supposed to have a drop in temperature that may be some frost for Mother's Day into Sunday into Monday. So I'm still protecting those little plants, but I got the chard and
and spinach to get going. So
those are fairly hardy.
Well, the spinach would be okay, I think, wouldn't it?
That's pretty similar.
Okay. See what I can do with that then. Maybe all I need to do is cover it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good stuff. Thank you, Anita.
You're welcome.
That's great. Anybody else have anything? We're getting to close down time, so anybody have anything they want to talk about in the last couple minutes? Okay, well, everybody have a wonderful day, and thank you for all your input and information. I certainly appreciate it and appreciate you all. So have a wonderful day, and see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Betty. Thank you, Betty.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.